Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
We cannot solve problems by using the same kind of thinking we used when we created them. A really good quote from Albert Einstein about economy and economic downturn. So today we're going to be talking about what are we doing during this time of inflation and world unrest. I mean, do you guys change anything up about your business or is it just business as usual?
Everyone's looking at me like I have an answer here.
Well, I mean, it's a good question.
It is a very good question.
There's a lot of stuff going on right now.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is during a time, we're recording this session during a time where Ukraine is under attack by Russia. And the U.S. has our American pipeline shut down. So we're importing oil from Russia. It's extremely high price. It's like $4 on average at the pump right now.
Yeah, we saw $5 a gallon in Georgia.
Oh, yeah. And it's like $9 in California right now.
That's ridiculous.
And combine that with the decision by our government to increase minimum wage to $15. Small businesses are very, very much struggling. And a majority of the businesses in business, including artists, are small businesses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So and we're all being people impacted. Can't find employees still due to the pandemic. I mean, it's just like this vicious cycle.
Right. So it's not something that's going to end anytime soon, unless they open up the pipeline. Mm-hmm. That's my viewpoint.
Yeah, well, I agree. I think, you know, using American resources is going to help us get out of it faster.
And it will help the rest of the world, too.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
In turn. But that's not really what we're here to talk about. It's not politics,
but how do we deal with this?
There's like, just with a lot of uncertainty. Yeah. There's a lot of... I mean, there's inflation. Prices are going up.
It's an alarm. Sorry. Time to take my vitamins.
But yeah,
we're real people here. Yes.
But prices are going up. And I know this is something that my business is even starting to feel as last week. Mm-hmm. One of the, you know, there's hardship. People are asking for hardship membership modifications so that we can, you know, charge less. And I already don't charge a lot to begin with. But yeah, so it's impacting artists. It's impacting everybody. Yeah. And so what the question is, what do we do?
Mm-hmm. I think right now, like
diversification.
Yeah. And I think right now, a lot of people, the first thing they cut out are luxury items and things they are not a necessity. Mm-hmm. So for artists, like if someone was looking at like redecorating their home with some new artwork or just a new rug or whatever, they may put that off.
Well, one of our colleagues, Jim Solomon, who's a professional photographer, brought up an excellent point. He's a fine artist photographer. And for him, the clientele is not really going to be impacted by the economy as it mm-hmm. is.
Oh, that's so right. I remember that conversation.
So depending on what your target audience is, you may or may not be impacted by this.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think it just depends. You got to look at your target audience and make a shift mm-hmm. and pivot. You know, that's when we start talking about revenue streams and everything like that. That's part of balancing your portfolio of revenue that you're bringing in. So what that looks like for you, I don't know. For me, I'm pushing for more pet portraits. I'm going back to the beginning where I'm going to start getting in the face of people, mm-hmm. like real life. Going and doing the shows, going back into galleries, real mm-hmm. life. So, I mean, it's not necessarily a bad thing because it kind of forces you back to your roots. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you got to pivot.
Mm-hmm. So do you think artists are feeling it both with people buying their artwork, but also creating their artwork? Some prices have gone
Prices for and then the materials and shipping. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of people are who did have free shipping are charging for shipping.
Yeah.
You just gotta, and that's the tough part, is you gotta put that back on that expense back into your artwork. You can't charge what you charged last year.
Mm-hmm. No, you can't.
And that's gonna be the adjustment, just like we don't order pizza on Friday nights now.
Yeah.
Because it's like 30 something bucks for a pizza and it takes them an hour and a half to get to our house.
I could make a pizza in that amount of time. Yeah.
Well, and it's funny because there's commercials now with Domino's. They give you $3 if you come pick up your pizza.
Yeah. Oh, seriously?
Yeah, they do.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. And it's because of the employee shortage. I thought that was a great creative answer to what they were doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I'm continuing to, you know, do what I've been doing and keep my head down and getting my artwork out onto these diversified sites. It's a slow process, but it's coming along. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, I know a lot of artists, I've seen a lot that have created pieces of art specifically to increase or to gather donations for the Ukraine, which I think is a brilliant idea. Mm-hmm. I haven't jumped on that bandwagon, but I know a lot that have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's quite a few artists. Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, it's just, I think during this type of time, if things slow down, it's a matter of organizing your portfolio, organizing your inventory, diversifying further, and finding what works for you. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and take advantage, if you're slow, of writing down your processes. And that way, when it gets busy and you need to hire help, you have the ability to do that easily.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So I'm trying to do things like that to and just refine the processes I've had in place and make them simpler or easier or quicker. So I don't have to think when I want to go post to Instagram. I don't have to think when I want to create a reel. I have it written down. I can just refer back to it. It's like my process. I was working yesterday on removing a background, and it was two different scanned images, so I needed to overlay it. And I couldn't remember one of the steps, which I've done 100 times, but I just couldn't remember one of the steps. I went back to what I had written out as my process, and I was like, okay, that's right. That's what I do. And it was just nice to have that already written down and not have to think about it. Mm-hmm. So I think that's more of what I'm doing during this time, because I didn't have a lot of sales with my shift in direction before. But I also came up with, I personally think, is a brilliant idea of 3 things I'm going to add to my website to make it easier for people to hire me on a freelance basis for either a custom piece of artwork, a logo, or a website. Mm-hmm. And I'm creating the contact forms and the bit.lys and all that. So it's really quick and easy for somebody to just go fill in the form. This is something I haven't had. They've always had to contact me via phone. Mm-hmm. Now I'm just going to do that.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
So I think as artists, we need to take advantage if we are slow and look at how we can diversify.
That is a great idea to if you need to revamp your website, make it easier for people to contact you. Also go over your inventory.
Yep.
See what you have that's a lot of, and you know, you can check off, you can see, okay, what were my most successful pieces? Do I continue with that vein, or was it the color or the kind of piece it was, you know, like start analyzing.
Well, and that reminds me too of an idea I had this morning, that I'm going to do between now and Mother's Day, is I'm going to have a spring cleaning sale.
Oh yeah.
And every the studio, I'm going to go live on Facebook and, or live on Instagram and say, you know, show a couple of my pieces, give them a discount of 22% for the year 2022. And try to get rid of some of my pieces that have been sitting there for a while.
Yeah, I've got a spring sale going on right now with my artwork. Anything that has flowers in it is on sale.
Oh, that's a great idea. It's right before Easter, so perfect. Yeah.
And then one of the things that I did, because I noticed this with the piece of artwork that I put out there, that I got a lot of positive response about it. People will ask me, how much is it? And, you know, and I'm going off the art pricing calculator, another shameless plug. So, and what the price was. And But I didn't actually feel comfortable with presenting that price. I mean, I did present that price, but and at the time I was like, well, these pieces are going to go on a show, and this is, they couldn't do that right now. Da, 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 da. I'm like, okay, but it planted a seed for me in my mind that I'm getting out of reach. And yes, the pricing calculator, I priced it on the high end, but it has this column that says wiggle room. And so I looked at it for the wiggle room perspective. If I sold this myself and not gave it to a gallery who would take 50%, then I can sell it at my price and still make a good price.
That's a good point. Yeah.
So I've got a now on my website, a affordable art section that has pieces that I do not intend to go to a gallery, so I can charge a price that where I'll just recoup my costs of materials and time.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's a really good idea.
And I don't have to worry about the 50% that the gallery takes.
And that's the other thing. You can take a hard look at your inventory and just go, I'm not doing this anymore or whatever and do like a spring sale or
I like the spring clearance.
Spring cleaning sale and then my Christmas bargain bin. I'm not going to put that up on the spring cleaning sale because those are already way too cheap.
But even if you're listening to this anytime in the year, you can do like, hey, great clearance sale. I'm getting rid of this, you know.
Christmas in July.
Yeah,
exactly.
Get your pet portraits now type thing.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. And just, you know, it's like, okay, I'm getting, you know, these have got to go, you know?
Yeah.
Become a good salesman.
And that's the hard part is becoming a good salesman. Like, you are really good at it. And I'm pointing at Rachel here. Rachel's really, really good at it. But that's also a learned skill. And it's something that you got to kind of like let yourself go, just like you do with your art. Let yourself go. Like, you're talking to somebody that you're excited about your artwork and you can't wait for them to have it.
Right.
Exactly.
You know,
I mean, if you're not going to be, like we talked about, being your own advocate, if you're not going to be excited about your artwork, then who is?
Right. Exactly.
And I do admit, now this is one, it is so disheartening to, you know, put yourself out there, put your art out there and not have it sell.
Yes.
And it can feel really bad, but don't, it's not going to stop you from creating, is it? So just put it out there. You create because you love it. You create because you do it.
Yeah. Most artists create to create.
Yeah. You can't help yourself.
And selling is a byproduct sometimes.
Yeah.
Selling is a recognition and appreciation of the work. And
I mean, I've mentioned it before, but, you know, I have a friend who lives in Nashville and she creates amazing art and she will not sell it.
Yeah.
And it's just, I'm like, I want to buy that. Nope. It's mine. And she keeps it all. It's her.
Wow.
And she feels like it's part of her. And she's like, I can't sell it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, gosh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like she has this natural talent.
Just go, well, write in your will that I want this piece. No.
Right. Exactly.
Can I put my name on the back of it?
And that's the thing is, I have always grabbed pieces from artists that I love to have here. And like, that's when but she'll do Christmas cards. So I keep her Christmas cards.
Oh, that's cool.
So I do have like little 4x6s of her work.
Well, that brings up a good point too. It's like, if you're worried about cost of materials, switch up your materials.
Oh, that's right.
You know? Oh yeah. That's a great idea too.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Postcards.
And I'll tell you, like, places like Dick Blick and Jerry's Art-O-Rama, they have been doing a lot of sales themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So start maybe stocking up when the prices are hitting a low.
And you can probably, I wonder if this will work. Because, you know, we've got a friend, Julie, who works at Alabama Art Supply.
Yes. Say that again.
Our friend Julie works at Alabama Art Supply
in Birmingham. It's a great store.
It is. Yeah. But I know they've got like, they will not put out the damaged products. So like damaged canvases, it could just be like a ding. And we know how to fix that. You put paint over it. And so, but I'm wondering if some of these art stores have like a damage section that you can go.
Scratch and dent.
Oh, yeah.
Scratch and dent.
Oh, that's a great idea too.
Somebody have that and we'll come shop with you.
Copyright, trademark, call us. No, just kidding.
I don't know. It's just really hard. I mean, like, I feel like this is also the time when you want to get in with other artists.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Don't you feel like?
And collaborations.
Collaborations
would be amazing at this time. I mean, like, if you're not, your artwork's not selling and, you know, maybe you're feeling a little stuck and you do have this increase in stuff. Maybe you've got some supplies and some things that you don't have everything together to do it, but you could do it with someone else, mm-hmm. grab what they have and put together something amazing.
Well, we were even talking about just having a collaboration like sale where we all go Facebook Live. And mm-hmm. we talked about that about a month ago. And we mm-hmm. still haven't done it. And we were doing it with that very Perry.
Yeah. We still need to do it. I know. My piece is sitting down there at the studio ready for it.
I changed my piece up last night.
Did you?
I totally did. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Did you?
I did. I didn't like the background of it. See, that's why it can't be rushed. Our art has to be felt.
And well, we came up with the Facebook Live thing to do it, and we were going to do it from the studio and everything, but like someone got sick and then someone was not traveling, not to point fingers. Julie.
Yes, I know. I've been traveling a lot this year already.
And then like last week you and I were catching up on things.
Yeah, I was behind.
And I was like, I don't even know if I can make it to the studio.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. And then 1 week I had the sabbatical thing. But I can do the flash sale. I mean, not the flash sale. What is that? Facebook
Live? I mean, hey, grab some of your artist friends. I mean, if you're in a studio like we're doing, like invite all your art friends, because that's just going to double, triple, you know, multiply the audience if you're doing it. And especially if you all have like different artwork.
Right. Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Good exposure.
Yes.
We need a different term for exposure. Sorry, I just kicked
Julie. No, you're fine.
It'd be great exposure for you and your artwork.
We need a different word than exposure.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a great collaboration.
It is.
It's great advertisements.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Because advertisement, you actually kind of pay for and work for. Exposure gives that negative connotation. I just don't like that word.
Right. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Expose this and show them the middle finger painting.
Exactly.
I'm a little bit of a smart aleck.
Really?
Just a little? No.
Well, I don't know if we have any like, here's what you should do with, you know, a recession or a inflation, or there's not ABC to do for anything, but.
Well, I think one thing.
I do have an article. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
That's okay. I was just going to say, I think one thing to remember during this time of unrest and inflation is don't necessarily make a bunch of changes.
Right.
Thinking mm-hmm. that something's not working.
Right.
We're in unstable times. And just because it's not working right now and it used to work in the past, I don't think that's a good judge right now.
Well, and I think through the pandemic and our quarantining for the last 2.5 years.
Right.
That sort of has changed everything. Also, so, you know, take time. It's still not great, you know, our world times and everything, but take that and like put that into your artwork.
Right. Make small adjustments, not large ones.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm trying to find. So I wrote an article about it. Okay, so I actually wrote an article and it's I don't have a date in here, but it's called Protect Your Creative Business from a Recession. And I'll include a link in the show notes, because it does kind of have some, you know, information in here about what are the key indicators. And I wrote this article last year because shortly after 2020, actually, because we were going to recession, but a lot of the news media and those guys, they weren't actually talking about it. But in fact, we were going through a recession, and now it's just now everybody's really starting to feel it. But one of the topics is, one is get your finances in order.
Yep.
And so, you know, there's a book that I love by Dave Ramsey, Total Money Makeover and Entree Leadership. And really, it's a, kind of like a finance book, but not less boring.
It is.
And it actually, so as a testimony to that book, one of the things that my husband and I did when we first married in like 2000, I just got that book for Christmas and I was like, yay, a finance book. Thanks, Dad. But I read it shortly after. And it was one of those things that my husband was asleep. He worked nights at the time. I worked days. And when he woke up, and I was like, man, did you know that we are like $150,000 in debt? And he's like, wait, what? And then I showed him the spreadsheets and explained that we could be out of debt in like 2-3 years of these payments, except for our house. And so now fast forward, it was like 10 years later, our house is paid for, we're living completely debt free. And that's a testament to that book. So if you've got debt, now is a really, really good time to look at it, not to get you depressed, but to look at, here's where I want to be. And so when you have those goals of here's where I want to be in my life, then you can apply that also to your art and your art business. Where do I want to be? That big dream.
Yep.
So, well, and the thing about the Dave Ramsey thing, just trying to get your finances in order, because like you said, you can get overwhelmed. I mean, when you look at $150,000, you know what I mean? Like, and that's not unusual.
No, it's not.
In the United States. But he takes it and breaks it down, and you take baby steps. What do you call baby steps?
The 7 baby steps, the snowball, debt snowball.
Exactly.
It works.
And there's other people that talk about it too. So, I mean, like, even if you don't like Dave Ramsey, find someone that you can relate to that helps you organize your finances.
Right.
Pill method by Don Daniel. That one's pretty good. Like, I followed his when we were getting rid of our car debt, and we paid that off and like a 5-year loan. We paid it off in like a year and a half, just doing what Don Daniel said in the pill method. And that was really great. I mean, it was just all of a sudden.
Yeah. So there's two good books to try. And there are others out there. So find what works for you. But it's great to apply it to your artwork and your art business as well.
Yeah. And then so number 2 was build solid relationships with your clients. So, you know, contact those ones that you've done commissions for or sold to in the past and say, hey, you know, I thought of you on this particular piece, and I think it would go make an excellent complimentary paining to the one that you already have.
That's a great idea. And also connect with them and get them to do a review.
Referral. Reviews. Yes.
Yep. Because people buy from who they know, like, and trust, if they've already bought from you. I think we're really bad about reaching out to past customers.
I know that's one of the things that I've got in my mind, because I know one of our colleagues, Neville Simpson, and he's another professional photographer, very, really, really good professional photographer. But he has now 100+ reviews on Google, and that's helping his Google search results.
Exactly.
A lot.
Yes.
So that's another good thing. So build a relationship with the clients. Number 3 was get another job. So I wrote in here, pride doesn't pay the bills. A responsible adult does. And that's just cold, hard truth. Sometimes we need to do that.
And right now, everybody is looking for.
Oh, everybody's looking for.
Yeah. Who was it? I think it was Walmart or Costco. No, it may have been Costco. Costco normally started at $25 an hour. They're paying a lot more than that now. And Walmart is paying, I think, $20 an hour for overnight work.
Wow.
I mean, that's just insane, crazy.
Yeah.
And if you work for McDonald's for a certain time period or Chick-fil-A, they have things like school incentives, you know, things like that that would help you in the long run if you need to get a degree or whatever.
Well, one of the things I liked that Julie, who works at Alabama Art Supply Store, she actually asked for more work. And so now she's working on Fridays at the store to get more income.
Yeah.
I mean, if people aren't going to say no, if you want a job, now's the opportune time.
Exactly.
And then the last one, number 4, is to your point, Julie, about, you know, the future. Be mindful and get creative. Build your strategy. Recessions are a meditative moment. So this is your opportunity to look to your future and start defining your future and getting it ready.
And I feel like it's okay right now if you have to put a pause on.
Yeah.
Right.
On something and go get a job.
Yeah.
Right.
It's totally fine.
I mean, you know, our studio's at Low Mill. There's a lot of artists who have left Low Mill and they're doing something totally different, but they're still creating in their, I guess, part time, their spare time.
Right.
But they're like, no, I have to make money.
Yeah. Right.
Cause I have to, you know, pay rent. Mm-hmm. I have to buy food. And that's totally acceptable. Like, it's not a defeat.
Yeah. Right.
And it's not like a big, oh, well, this door's closing.
No.
Try not to. And I'm saying it.
Yeah.
It's hard. Try not to think of it as a negative.
Exactly.
Just think of it as I'm pressing pause. Mm-hmm. I'm going to come back when the time is better.
Right.
And maybe it's, you know, God or the universe, you know, I think God, but it's someone telling you, hey, take a moment for yourself. Go get that degree. Go work. Mm-hmm. Take a breath for yourself and then come back because you'll be even more energized. You'll have more creativity. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting. We were playing cards with my parents over the weekend, and my dad, he grew up with difficulty hearing. Like he lip read right. for most of his life. And now he has these hearing aids. But what's interesting is, so he read lips most of his life. Then he got his first ear surgery and they scraped like one of the bones or whatever. And so he was able to hear. And but he worked in the music industry where he was helped initially doing 8-tracks and then worked up to CDs and then eventually finished his career with DVDs and cassettes and CDs and DVDs. And even today, like he's 75, I think, 76, somewhere in there. And he's got these new hearing aids. Mm-hmm. And he loves listening to the music actually in his hearing aids. He bought this top of the line stereo system in his car so he can just listen to music like all the time because he has the ability. So to kind of tie this all back, growing up, not being able to hear. And then fast forward is like his sister said, it's like you were meant to lead this path so you can appreciate where you are.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I'm going to get all teary-eyed on that one. But so wherever we're going, this is just a step stone. So just relax and
everyone breathe. Right now is going through it.
Now. I mean, and it's not just you.
And it's not just the United States. I mean, this is worldwide.
God.
So maybe this was, you know, a way for us to take a breath all together.
And our prayers and thoughts are with the Ukrainians.
Yeah, definitely. I have a friend who's Russian and Ukrainian. Her mother was Russian, her father was Ukrainian, or vice versa. Anyway, her grandfather is 80 some years old and still in the Ukraine, in Kiev. And they play chess every day. And so she, for 24 hours, sweats it out waiting for his chess move to know that he's still alive. And he barely has internet. He's borrowing data from a friend in order to send the chess move each day. And I mean, every day I go and I look for her post about if she heard from her grandfather or not, because it's so sad what's happening over there.
My husband's background is his grandfather and great grandfather both defected from Kiev and went through New York, Montreal, and settled in North Dakota. So, but they left during the last Tsar, so they missed the whole famine and starving 3 million people.
Right. It's just
Russia's never been good to the Ukraine.
No.
It's just awful what's going on.
And I couldn't be prouder of the Ukraine and what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stand strong.
All right. Well,
world's with you.
Yep. All right, guys. Well, until next time.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistssoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.